You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Christine Kim, Director of Strategic Partnerships at SimPrints, a nonprofit tech company from the University of Cambridge that seeks to break the identification bottleneck. Christine, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure to be here, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure as well. So for the benefit of the audience, give us some background around what SimPrints is and where did the idea come from to kick things off today?
Sure. So SimPrints is a nonprofit tech company from the University of Cambridge. We're backed by USAID, the Global Innovation Fund, DRK Foundation, Autodesk, and others to build a biometric fingerprint identification system for impact. So to put in a little bit of context, because it can get a little technical, imagine you're a health worker in an urban slum in Bangladesh, and you have a pregnant woman in front of you, and she needs to receive at least 4 care visits to ensure a safe delivery. The problem is, Eric, you can't identify her. She has no official ID, no birth certificate of her own, and obviously no passport. Her name is too common, and she doesn't know her exact date of birth. So without the means to identify her, you can't pull up her medical record. And without her medical record, you can't know whether she's on her first, second, or third visit. And more importantly, you don't know whether she has any preconditions that can kill her or her baby. So in this situation, accurate ID is the link you need to ensure that she receives the health care she deserves. And so, you know, you ask how this began. It began when Toby Norman, who's the co-founder and CEO of SimPrints, actually was confronted by this very scene I just described to you several times over while he was doing his PhD field research in Bangladesh. And seeing this kind of bottleneck, he and the 3 other co-founders created essentially a student volunteer group around trying to tackle this problem. But they quickly realized three things to be specific, that led to the creation of an actual company dedicated to solving this problem. So the first one is the problem of ID was actually global, and it wasn't just in healthcare, but across all development sectors. In fact, the World Bank estimates 1.1 billion people in the world don't officially exist, and that's huge. That's roughly the population of China. So that's a big chunk of the world that doesn't have ID. And the second thing they realized is there was a big, big need for a solution for this, one that would work in the harshest of settings that the majority of these 1.1 billion people lived in. And thirdly, no one was tackling the problem. So over the course of 1.5 to 2 years of really rigorous R&D and prototyping, we essentially built a solution that uses a unique identifier that almost everyone has with them at all times, their fingerprints. So by using biometric fingerprinting tech and optimizing it to work with the scarred and worn fingerprints that are typical in these harsh settings, we create the means for impact organizations to reach every single person with their life-saving services.
Certainly tackling a serious problem, no doubt. Now, talk to us about how the Sustainable Development Goals have influenced SimPrint's mission and vision.
Yeah, that's quite actually an easy one to answer. It's honestly, the entire reason we exist. So if you think about the SDGs, we've got 17 of them. And across them, we have numerous zero target goals. So zero hunger, zero gender discrimination, zero barriers to education, and so on. And several governments, businesses, large NGOs have committed to these targets. And we have now 12 years to achieve all the goals. It's ambitious. And we can't know how successful we are unless we're able to track that progress accurately down to the last person. So that's where identification is crucial, and that's where SimPrints comes into play. Currently, we're working with partners like UNICEF in Nigeria to track the delivery of maternal healthcare services and the Ministry of Education in Afghanistan to fight the challenge of fake teachers, ghost teachers, who are draining payroll but don't actually exist. So we work with our partners to eventually ensure that we're creating a world that has the tools to ensure that every single person is counted before we can say that we've achieved the SDGs.
Christine, in your role, how do you go about identifying the specific companies and or individuals that you'd like to partner with Simprints?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm in a really privileged position where we can just look at our mission first, and it starts with our mission. So what is our North Star and what are we trying to achieve? And that's the course we stay, because no matter how tempting a certain grant might be, because it's like a big amount or it's super easy to win, whatever the reason, we still cannot drift off mission. So we look at mission first, and then we look at who would be excited about this mission. So who understands the potential and the limitations of using biometric technology for development, specifically to break the identification gap? And who would want to partner with us? Who'd want to teach us? And who'd want to learn alongside us the best ways to go about harnessing that technology to fight poverty globally? So when we ask our networks, we have a variety of people interested, and the conversations then begin there. So we've talked with tech-savvy companies and foundations like Arm and Autodesk, to data-driven philanthropy funds like the Global Innovation Fund, and we talk to them about what can be possible when we work together, what can we achieve. And what I love most about this part of my job is that you essentially, you know, you take a very common human desire for good, and you see it come together with our different abilities to make that good happen, whether it's financial resources or the skills or the expertise, what have you.
Today we are speaking with Christine Kim, the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Simprints, a nonprofit tech company from the University of Cambridge that seeks to break the identification bottleneck, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Christine, we also hear that you won a WeWork Creator Award. Congratulations on that accomplishment. Tell us about that experience, and how has competing in that competition and winning that financial award expanded your business?
Oh, it was incredible. First off, WeWork was more than just a financial award. It's interesting because you get a lot of organizations that say, oh, we're all about community and here's this prize, and then everybody applies for the prize. It doesn't really pay attention to how the organization itself is. But from day one, WeWork was actually displaying its huge premium and value on bringing people together to help people achieve their dreams. And it sounds cheesy, but when you actually get in the room with them, you can tell that heart and soul, this is what they're all about. So obviously the money didn't hurt that we got it. It came actually at a great time, because we really needed to grow, and we were facing a slow growth process without the financial windfall that helped us accelerate. But the greater picture is that the support WeWork has given and continues to give has been inspiring, because they have this notion, this ideal of community and helping one another. And so as an example, we've been invited to their community in London to join their co-working space. And it might sound small, but Eric, I'm sure as you talk to a lot of social entrepreneurs, office space is a huge premium. Like, if it's free, then even better, and rare. And so we've found a lot of support from them on their end, and the generosity has been overwhelming.
Christine, if you would, lastly, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs? We have a lot tuning in from around the world, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next.
Wow. I'd say team and talent. So hands down, you've got to have the right people. They have to be driven. They have to be ambitious. And bonus points is they don't need to sleep for about 2 to 3 years, depending on where along the road your idea is. But you can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't have a dedicated and passionate team to help you execute it to the highest level, then you're not going to get any more far until you get that team together. And this isn't just something I've seen in Simprints. It's something I've seen at all the successful startups, all the people I've been privileged to talk to, they've fingered basically that is team and talent is what you need to get your idea up and running.
Christine, thanks for those final words. Much appreciated in the advice there. Tell our listeners, if you would, before you go, where they can get further details on Simprints and how one could reach out accordingly.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we've got our website, and that's www.simprints.com. And there you can find where how to contact us, whether it's volunteers. We have a volunteers form for people all around the world who want to help us achieve our mission with their skills that they can offer, or if it's people who potentially want to work with us, either in their programs or projects, then there's a way to get in touch. I believe it's projects@simprints.com. And then for people who want to partner with us strategically, they can just reach out straight to me, and my email is on that website as well. So, yeah, I would say those three ways are the ways to contact us.
Easy enough. Again, Christine, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
You too. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Christine Kim, the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Simprints, a nonprofit tech company from the University of Cambridge that seeks to break the identification bottleneck. And for all the details and for partnership information, visit Simprints.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.